From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashro. The Newmarket Soccer Club has received a grant for just over $46,000 from the province's Trillium Foundation. Those funds will go towards upgrading the field and bathrooms and other repairs. The club was presented the grant during the club's 65th anniversary celebration on Sunday at the Ray Twinney Complex. The upgrades will allow the Newmarket Soccer Club to continue to be the number one club in Newmarket, offering programming to over 5,000 members all year round. The Ontario government is investing $3 million across the province in order to support victims and survivors of crime and tragedy, and South Simcoe will receive $89,000 of the $3 million. Those funds will go towards improving victim support services and helping enhance police services in the region. The $89,000 will be divided up into three different checks, with $17,000 going to Crime Stoppers Simcoe Duffer in Muskoka, $27,000 going to Victim Services of South Simcoe, and the remainder going to the South Simcoe Police Service itself. Don't expect to hop on board an Air Canada flight today. Air Canada has suspended their plans to resume normal operations until at least 4 p.m. today, and they refuse to return to the bargaining table until the flight attendants return to work. Air Canada COO Mark Nasser said that Air Canada is ready to negotiate a new deal that will change the industry, but says Air Canada cannot do that while their flights are grounded. The biggest issue holding up a deal continues to be the flight attendants' accusations of being forced to work several unpaid hours. Canada Jobs Minister Patty Hadou is taking the allegations seriously and has already launched a probe into the matter. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashrow.